If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Dave by Mumford & Sons from 2009. They were in concert in Omaha last night.
Whoa, wait, where?
Sunday night.
Yes, they were at the CHI Health Center. So you had T-Pain in Lincoln last night. You had Mumford & Sons in Omaha.
Wow.
464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Questionable song of the day.
I felt like there at any point it was like a precursor to Braveheart. Is what I felt. I thought that all of a sudden.
Hold!
I thought Braveheart.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Hold!
So I think that's what I felt could happen, right? At any time. That was the biggest take I took from it. It's a song I'd never heard before. I went
eyes closed
to listen close to it. I kind of enjoyed it. I really did. Kind of enjoyed it. It's not really my thing.
Is it a walk-up?
I don't know if it's walk-up. It wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't walk out, be the best way to put it. I wouldn't turn around.
Music there.
Yeah,
that's an endorsement.
Yeah, it's folk music. That helps really bring the crowds in. But very popular, right? Mumford & Sons?
They are popular. Yep.
Yeah.
They were.
Did they sell that out last night?
Where they play at?
It was at the CHI Health Center. I'm not sure if it was sold out. But
yeah, that's a big arena. And so I enjoyed it. 7-8. Not bad.
Yeah, that's how you, like millennial of you, right?
Yes.
2009.
Yeah, very millennial.
Non-70s song today. I did it because they're in concert. And I didn't like any T-Pain song. I would have played T-Pain, but
do you know who T-Pain is?
I don't think you guys would have appreciated T-Pain.
You got a T-Pain hit off the top of your head.
Yeah, I don't have one right now.
It's fine. I like them.
Honesty, please.
No, I like Mumford & Sons.
You knew the song.
No, yeah. I don't think I did. But they all sound kind of similar.
That's their third most popular song.
What was the first one?
Probably Little Lion Man, which that song's not very good.
Okay, I'm not quite a 7-8. Yeah. It took me nowhere. 6-6.
It took me nowhere.
Yeah,
6-6 is a good score for going nowhere.
It has
though.
A good sound.
Has it,
Farley say, gives it a,
probably a zero.
Rudy's going to be a 6-2. What's that?
It's a no for me. Sunday School Music, Farley says 2. Rudy says T-Pain would have been better. 3.
They're both,
low scores from Rudy and Farley.
All of a sudden, Farley has chimed in on Mondays now, in case you're wondering. He has He has glasses on, which you've never seen
wear
glasses
me before. Out. It doesn't look right.
It looks fine.
And he tells me, here's my best thing. He tells me, he goes, Bill, they're readers, but he's not reading anything. So I'm confused.
You're cleaning.
That'd be like
them.
Me wearing them right now. And he'd be like, I'm not reading anything. So it makes no sense, Farley. That doesn't make, you weren't reading.
Terrell Farley's here.
Yeah.
Rudy, thank you.
Some ratings before we move on. Sandmaster in KC, 6-3. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, 8-3-2. Tulane Tanner, 7.
Nice.
Les.
Tanner.
Les, age 73, says 4 on that one. John says, what is this? Are you concussed, Jake? 1.
Concussed.
No concussion.
One.
Sarah in Fallbrook, 3 out of 10 on that one. Gavin in Pender, 7.
Okay, Gavin.
Okay,
Gavin,
solid right
Lyle,
there with me.
5.
Who
includes
1?
1.
1. Guys, believe in the bird. Believe
pretty
in the
bird. White Sharpie, 8-9. Kevin in Centennial, 6-8. That's Colorado, by the way. Shamia, 4-5. Scott in Delaware, Ohio. Never heard of it. I liked it. 7-8. Pete in Chattanooga, 4.
You knew Pete wasn't going to like that one. That was not going to go big over in Chattanooga.
Guess who else has chimed in?
Who else?
Beef Tacos.
Oh, the tacos.
He's back. He's with us.
7.8 from Beef Tacos.
Nice.
And YouTube, we got CL2.
He's from Blitzkrieg?
BWD 6.
Blitzkrieg with us.
Let's see. Randy. Different Randy. I'm not going to win. Different Randy. 9.2.
I'm not saying it.
Nope.
It's not a
Genghis, 6.01 on that song.
Genghis gave it a 6.01?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Song of the day was The Cave by Mumford & Sons from 2009. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy! Ooh.
The king of remodels, kitchen, bath, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Kathy Woody, a friend of the show, reaches out to me in panic on late Friday morning that they had to have something fixed immediately.
Ooh.
She's had to get a hold of Randy. I time together. Randy gets a hold of her. Problem solved.
Really?
Ooh.
Problem solved. When you have emergencies also, Randy should be your first call. Be your first call. He solved the problem that quickly.
God.
It's amazing.
Put him on speed dial.
What's the number again for Randy?
402. 417-5204.
Okay, buckle up.
Is this football facts?
Buckle up. Football facts. Here we go.
You locked in?
I'm locked in.
Here we go. Steve locked in. Here we go.
I'm locked in.
All right. Here we go.
Headline.
This is mine. Mathematically, there's plus four. The information with your destination. Fastball to see who falls. We're talking playoff football path. Easy peasy, Georgia Tech 8-0, Navy 7-0, BYU 8-0, Ohio State 7-0, Indiana 8-0, Texas A&M 8-0. Navy's the best, is a group of six. Easy peasy, they're all set in control of their life. Things look good. Lose one, probably not bother them except for Navy could be a problem.
Go to the
onesies. Virginia 7-1, Louisville 6-1, Miami 6-1, Cincy 7-1, Texas Tech 7-1, Houston 7-1, Alabama 7-1, Georgia 7-1, Ole Miss 7-1, Vandy 7-1, control all their own destiny. All those control their own destiny. Lock it in. They have it. Some in there can lose another and be okay. And really the only ones in that boat right now are in the power two. And that is SDC or Georgia. The other ones really can't afford to have that stuff happen. Things are moving really quick. Twos seeing the blues. Pitt, 6-2. Must be conference champion. Must alive, but very much alive.
Hey guys, it's Jake Thornton. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Utah, 6-2. They're alive, but must be conference champions. They need some mathematical help to get them done. Iowa, 6-2, must run the table.
Possible.
Michigan, 6-2, must run the table. USC, 6-2, must run the table. Nebraska, 6-2, must run the table. 6-2, Washington, must run the table. 7-2, Texas, must run the table. 2's seeing the Blues. 6-2 Tennessee, must run the table. 6-2 Missouri, must run the table. 6-2 OU, must run the table. 5-2 Notre Dame, I don't know. They got two great losses. They don't have any great wins. They have one solid win over USC. The whole talk of this, there's no doubt that Notre Dame is in. If they go strength of record with who they played, their strength of record is going to be like 78th. They're on the bubble yet. Mm. Notre Dame, they'll be hard to push out of it, so it's very, very interesting. Also, because of CC, conference championships, 5-3 SMU, they're 3-1 in league. So that means they're still alive for a league championship.
Okay.
Duke, 4-3, 3-1, still alive for the ACC championship. Death blows! Death blows! LSU, 5-3, Illinois, 5-3, Arizona State, 5-3. Group of six, let's talk. Group of six, let's talk. Mentioned undefeated Navy already. Tulane, 7-1. Memphis 7-1. Jeez. USF 6-2. Huge loss to Memphis. Need help. Like that. University of North Texas 7-1. Great shape. San Diego State 6-1. Great shape. Boise State 6-2. Needs help. That is what's going on. Mm-mm. I came up with 35. There's probably 38 to 39 that have some mathematical chances.
40 teams almost.
But yeah, think about crazy. That right now. If there was just four teams, you'd be down to eight. Eight or nine teams that would be going for. There's a bunch of teams now. If you go on a run or you do something, next week this will all change. And there's so much crossover games coming up. Like Utah has Cincinnati coming out to their place. That can be a major could be a major change on it right away. Yep. Texas Tech quarterback, the starter, out for the year. Out.
I didn't see that.
Out for the year. A lot of things happening there. But you look at the path for so many teams, though, it's still there.
Win
very
out.
Hard.
Are some of those win out? Do you mean they got to win the conference championship game too?
No, I think right now, if you're a two win team in the Big two Ten or team. SEC, two loss team, you have a great chance of getting in. Not guaranteed, but you have a great chance of getting in because I don't think that those two loss teams, a Nebraska, I read through all of them, like the Iowa, all those teams, Washington, I don't think they have any chance because Ohio State and Indiana just look like they're on a collision course to be in the Big Ten championship game. I don't see how that changes.
I don't see it.
SEC, they have some more variables. They've got more variables. A&M's the one that's sitting in the catbird seat right now because they're undefeated.
Schedule-wise, too.
Yeah, schedule-wise, too. They're going to be favored in every game that they play.
Missouri and Texas is all they got left, really. Really.
Yeah.
Really.
They're not easy games.
There's basically 40. I went with 35 to talk about. There's a lot of teams that are still alive. It's going to be crazy. Remember last year, right at the very end, it was South Carolina, Ole Miss, Alabama were all 9-3. And they got looked at very closely, but didn't make it in. Mm-hmm. I still think the three loss is going to be very tough to get in. And so there's some fun. But the path, like for Nebraska, wide open. Win out, and you're in. That's it. Just all you do is win out.
That.
And here's the thing, though. People say, oh, that very capable. They have the best scenario for a Nebraska team. They have a very good USC team. Not unbeatable. USC went to Illinois and lost.
So not unbeatable at all.
No. So you love that
not
one.
Not at all.
Then you say, we got to go to Penn State. No one's failing worse. Okay, you got to go to UCLA. Yeah, what are they right now? They're 3-5. And just remember, they fired their coach because they were 0-4.
Just got pounded.
So got to go to Penn State. We can't win at Penn State.
I was a problem, but got them at home.
You got them at home. So you have the two hardest games at home.
Yep.
And you think, we have to go on the road to UCLA, you have to go on the road to Penn State. Penn State has to miraculously gather some sort of we're not just going to cave in. Because, their next game is Ohio State.
And then Indiana.
And then Indiana.
They're so screwed.
So what will their record be? They can't win those two. What will their record be?
They'll be 3-6 following those two games. They're 3-4 right now. They're 20.5 point dogs at Ohio State this week. And then they will host Indiana the week after that. They're going to be 3-6, 0-6 in league play, and 3-6 overall.
0-6 when Nebraska goes there in league play. How do you not beat them? Hang on. They're 0-6 in league play. They went to UCLA and got beat. Northwestern, we just saw the skill set of Northwestern. Did you walk away from any point in time? Was there a draft pick in there?
No.
They will play Michigan State the week before they play Nebraska. There's a bye week in there the Huskers have that they will play at Michigan State. So there's a chance to get
their first win. They might not win that one either.
They might lose that.
No. So if they win that one,
they're 1-6,
get them to 4.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have who left?
Nebraska. And then who they play the last week?
Rutgers.
They play Rutgers. So if they're trying,
so they have three possible wins if for them.
Yeah, that's
they have three possible, and it's Michigan State, potential Nebraska, which I don't see them beat Nebraska, and a Rutgers team to get to a bowl game.
The roster can't be that bad.
They're going to be, like I said, what are they in league right now?
0-4.
And they're going to be 0-6 in the league.
And to a certain
extent. Dead last. When Nebraska plays them, out of 18 teams, they'll be dead last.
I do not chalk up a win in Happy Valley.
I don't either.
Could the scenario have been better?
Yeah. No.
Could it have been better?
No.
It's almost a game it's almost all hard to even get credit for. It's that they're that bad. Northwestern went there with Drew Aller all the way to what, the last 5 minutes of the game?
Yeah.
And Northwestern beat him.
Oh, I know.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I'd be glad to. Thank you, Jake. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. There's a lot of information.
It was. There's a fire hose there.
The infatuation with your destination. Fastballs, see who falls.
He listed 40 teams in that span of time. It was incredible. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two is next. October is through. Was it a successful month for Nebraska? We'll discuss that next in Early Break on the Ticket.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.